Welcome to the WCHL Community Forum, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development at Durham Technical Community College. Our monthly forum features Chapel Borough's elected officials and community leaders debating topics affecting our community and you. The discussion is sponsored by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. Chapel Hill is open to business and for business. More at opentobusiness.biz and by Durham Technical Community College, Durham and Orange County campuses. Do great things. The WCHL Community Forum begins now.
Welcome into the WCHL Community Forum here for the month of November. And Blake Hodge here with 97.9 The Hill. November is election time always. And this year with the off-year elections, we've got municipal elections. And we have been lucky enough to wrangle in the elected mayors from Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and Hillsborough today. Mayor Lydia Lavelle from Carrboro, Pam Heminger from Chapel Hill, and Tom Stevens from Hillsborough to join us to talk about where we go from here with the elections now in the books, some newly configured boards in some cases, and how we're moving forward in each municipality and also in some of those areas where there's some of that crossover and collaboration that we talk about so often here in our community. So, Mayor Lydia Lavelle, to our left, let's start with you. Coming off of your first competitive mayoral race, how are you feeling going into another couple of years leading Carrboro and getting Barbara Fushi added to the board as well? Now she had the top number of votes in the race for Board of Aldermen, but also Randy Heaven O'Donnell, Jackie Gist elected to full terms, and Sammy Slade back on the 2-year term, filling the void there from Michelle Johnson.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the question, Blake. It is nice to have the campaign over. Nice to get back
here.
To work. Here. And getting ready to start my third term, you know, I suppose Tom can speak to this more because he's the senior mayor person of the three of us. But first term is kind of getting your feet wet, and second term you're really getting into some initiatives. And my decision to run again was because we have several projects that we've started that I want to see through that I'm sure we'll discuss here during this time. So I'm looking forward to that. Additionally, having Barbara Fushi join our board will be wonderful. You know, we've had just six of us since May, and you know, it's we made the decision to have, rather than have an appointment, to have that seat filled by an election, which I think was a good one to let the voters in Carrboro decide. It did leave us a little shorthanded, but it did give an opportunity for Barbara to get out and campaign and let people know who she was and energize, I think, the fall election. And we're really looking forward to having her sworn in December and join the board.
All right. And Tom, going over to Hillsborough here, a little further north in Orange County. Congratulations on your reelection. Y'all had a couple of board members running unopposed there, so you were the only competitive race on the ballot there. But you're back with an overwhelming percentage of the vote. So what are some of the priorities there continuing on in Hillsborough?
Sure. Senior, can you imagine? Well, you know, it has been. This is my seventh term. And we had two very strong board members be reelected, running unopposed. And I think we have a long track record. We also have a lot of new folks who are in town that a lot of the things that we feel like we've accomplished over the last decade, from Riverwalk and the connectivity and the signs and the Nash Street sidewalk and our strategic growth plan, are things that if you moved there 3 years ago, it's just you've always had this vibrant downtown. You always had these places. What have you done for me today? But I think we do have a very strong like I said, track record, but also this vision and plan about where we're wanting to go. We're still having quite a bit of growth pressure, and we're on this trajectory. We're still working a lot on our transportation and connectivity, building in the infrastructure that we need for our town to keep just providing the good services that we're doing every day, making sure that our police department continues on this wonderful trajectory that they're on in terms of community policing. So a lot of it is keeping Hillsborough this vibrant town. I really meant it in the campaign when I said people are always saying, oh, we love Hillsborough. And so we want to pay attention to, yeah, we want people to love it next week, but what about 10 years from now? What about 20 years from now? And I think we have a good plan going forward. You're always shifting that depending on which way the winds blow a little bit to deal with whatever current realities that you have to deal with. But we felt it was very affirming that we're in the right direction. We want to continue on that. Yeah, where we're going.
It's funny that you mentioned with the rate of growth in the county and people moving here, and you've mentioned a few times the population of Hillsboro, maybe capping out at double what it is now. There are a lot of people that aren't going to know about those decisions that were made leading up to all these different facets of whether it be downtown or West Hillsboro or wherever else. So I think that's an interesting point.
Sure. We're seeing tonight with a public hearing the county has with a development that's right in the edge of Hillsboro. And really a chance to hear the story and also to get some perspective, because in the immediate term we are seeing some real significant and some fast growth. But when you start putting in perspective from what 2010 to 2016, we added 400 people. we're looking in 30 years doubling. Mm-hmm. When you look at places like Pittsburgh, kind of a mirror community south of Chapel Hill, which is probably going to grow 10 times. And Orange County, in many ways, is the slowest growing county in the triangle. So we start looking at that in perspective. I think the issues that we're going to be facing 20 years from now are a lot of things that actually Chapel Hill and Carver are dealing with. Like, sometimes there's limited rooms about where you can grow and what happens then. And mm-hmm. How does that impact affordability? How does that impact gentrification? And so that's what actually keeps me up nights much more than worried about we're going to grow or get too big.
Seems like a good time to bring in Pam Heminger,
the
largest municipality in Orange County. Going into your second term now, you got your feet wet term taken care of, so practicing on some more of those initiatives. What were you really proud of from the couple of years that you've got in the books now? And then moving forward, what are some of those other things that you're, now that you've got kind of a little more of the, not that you're totally new to this from the commissioners and the school board and everything else, but from a little more of that hands around the policy perspective on things?
The changing in direction, really aiming at rebalancing our tax base, taking Hillsboro, talking about their more aligned with a sustainable model of growth. Chapel Hill is increasingly becoming residential, and we want to change that dynamic to bring more commercial opportunities, which provides local jobs, but it also gives you those tax dollars to do the things you really care about, like affordable housing, like environmental, like we're going to be concentrating on opportunities for youth in the coming couple term years. We're going to be looking at that as well and figuring out how we can do better. I will say it was interesting on the campaign trail that had really resonated with people. I worked a lot of early voting hours just to talk to people and be out there. They like the things we've done with Wegmans, with the Enterprise Zone, with capturing those spinoffs and startoffs out of UNC and keeping them in our downtown areas. I always say our downtown is Carver and Chapel Hill together and up to Hillsboro, too. But anything that happens in Orange County benefits all of us. Mm-hmm. And so I love that we're all working together towards making that a better model in different ways. And there's a lot of creative energy in our community in many different ways. We had an arts presentation that I wanted to bring forward that we all listened to, and our eyes were opened to the fact that we are an incredibly resource-rich arts community. We have a lot of artists. We have a lot of things going on, but we don't have the infrastructure for the performing arts, for the visual arts, for the classing of our, taking classes and learning, educational component, I guess it is. And we could so do that. The amount of $130 million that it brings into our community.
Yes.
Provides 5,000 jobs. I mean, this is huge. This is bigger than Asheville. People think of Asheville as the arts community. We actually have it right here. And I think that's a great vibe. I think that says who we are. We are creative. We are progressive. We are inclusive. How do we capture that energy and keep it here? So that was cool.
Well, one of the things that you'll be dealing with a little bit differently than going in with your first term is a lot of new council members.
Yeah.
We had two incumbents choose not to run for re-election, two more who finished fifth and sixth in a race for four seats on the town council. So what's the biggest challenge with, even though they may have served in different areas and bring different perspectives and all these things, of actually getting a council ready to get to work in December?
So we've already started reaching out. We're coordinating a series of orientation classes for the new members. We do a lot of training and getting them ready for this. And then I won't say we've changed the agendas, but December is only an organizational meeting for us. So we don't make any decisions in December, giving us more time to spend those times doing the training and bringing them up to speed. And then January, we start back with a work session and a council retreat the 1st of February. We have several meetings in January, but we try to structure and get them up to speed on those items in December and early January as they get ready, and then work along that. Bonding together and figuring out how to work together is the thing that we'll spend the retreat time on, I'm pretty sure, of how that works together as you learn how people think and express themselves. I'm excited about some different perspectives. I'll be honest with you, the Chinese voice in our community hasn't been well represented before, and this is an opportunity to connect more with community. All of them bring a certain aspect that I think makes a very dynamic and unique situation. But it's also very unique that we have a very limited breadth of experience on the council coming forward. There are some really interesting things you can do with that, but it can also take some time to get up to speed on issues. And so we're trying to figure out that balance there.
The WCHL Community Forum on 97.9 The Hill for the month of November, talking with the elected mayors from Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and Hillsboro following Election Day just earlier this month.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to the arts.
Chapel Hill is open to diversity.
To education.
To collaboration.
To transit. To foodies.
To innovation.
To progress.
To the environment.
To light rail.
To craft brews.
To affordable housing.
To city parks.
To kids.
To connectivity.
To business.
To culture.
To green.
To smart growth.
Chapel Hill is open to family.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to you.
For more information, visit open2.biz.
The Orange County campus of Durham Tech is booming with 70% more course offerings. This is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean of Durham Tech's Orange County campus, here to invite you to find out why your neighbors and their kids are being educated by us in careers for the 21st century. We specialize in healthcare careers, including emergency medical management, computers, the arts, and much more. To see the full catalog, go to durhamtech.edu. I look forward to seeing you on campus here in Orange County.
Welcome back to the WCHL Community Forum, brought to you by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. Chapel Hill is open to education, arts, and culture, and exploring the natural world. We're a diverse place that appreciates our past and looks forward to our future. More at opentobusiness.biz. And by Durham Tech. With many green building features, the state-of-the-art 20-acre Orange County campus of Durham Tech helps Orange County residents do great things as they pursue their education, workforce training, and lifelong learning. Now, back to the WCHL Community Forum.
Welcome back into the WCHL Community Forum on 97.9 The Hill. I'm Blake Hodge. We have got Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, and Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens joining us this month for the November WCHL Community Forum following Election Day just a little while ago, or first time in a long time that we had contested races for everyone in Orange County, but the incumbents re-elected here to continue working on issues at the town level. And we want to start in Carrboro again with Mayor Lydia Lavelle talking about, we're just hearing from Mayor Hemminger talking about tax bases and diversifying this and being able to harness a lot of the commercial ideas that may be coming out of UNC and things like that. We talk about affordable housing a lot as well in terms of being able to have people that work in the community, live here and things like that if they would like to. But one other thing is having these commercial businesses be able to afford space. And I know that y'all have got a big project that y'all have been talking about with some town-owned land out on Old 86. Can you walk us through where y'all are now and what the goal is of the board?
Sure. This is a tract of land that we own off of Old 86, and it's actually right across from it's an old farmhouse, farm property that was purchased by the county to sit as, I guess, as a land's legacy or something, but it's, you know, it buttresses the Twin Creeks Park. Mm-hmm. This property was purchased in the early 2000s, as I understand, to be a future public works facility for the town. And so over the last 2 to 3 years, as we've considered whether we really want to move Public Works that far out, you know, we took occasion to go out and walk the property and look around at it and realize that it would be a good opportunity for us to perhaps consider constructing some affordable commercial. We have several businesses in town that are doing well but need more space, and they'd like to stay close to town. And so, you know, we have this idea of which has been being explored by our economic development director in conjunction with Steve Brantley of the county economic development office of figuring out a way to construct large kind of barn-like structures that can hold any number of different types of affordable commercial outfits, depending on you know what we're able to recruit or what we look for in that space. We say light manufacturing, but we're talking about different possible uses out there. We've had several conversations with neighbors. We've had meetings with our Northern Transition Advisory Committee. We're addressing some of the concerns that are being raised by folks. We've talked with the commissioners about this on a few occasions. It seems like there's general support for the idea, even in this very, very early stage. Concerns that have been raised by commissioners and the neighbors, you know, number one is traffic, you know, how we would deal with increased traffic along Old 86, how we might work with DOT to mitigate that. Second is, you know, how obtrusive it would be, you know, for opening up that side of 86. How does this perhaps open up 86 for other kind of development? How do we extend water and sewer or not? Do we use private well and septic? Do we work with the county on trying to extend water and sewer across from the park? That's a big issue. And just, you know, changing the nature kind of that scenic area. But that's why part of what we're doing is trying to present this as a low impact, certainly lower impact than Public Works facility would be, you know, low impact, nicely, you know, stationed, you know, barn type structure kind of area where commercial groups could be, you know, 3 to 4 miles from downtown Carrboro and still be a part of the community. As someone who kind of lives in that area of town, you're still very, very close to the vibrancy of downtown. So we're still exploring all that, not anywhere near yet having to be a solid proposal, but garnering support and still getting information from folks.
Why is it important for the town to be on the – not only approving something, but be on – and that involved with it, of owning it and establishing it and then going forward?
Yeah, I think it's really important. You said it, right? Affordable commercial. Mm-hmm. And so we focus so much on affordable housing. Mm-hmm. We don't want our place, our communities to become a place where no one can live. Well, we don't want our communities to be a place where no one can continue to keep their business, you know, where they're not able to expand, where they don't have opportunity to expand. And so this is kind of underlying the concept of this. And we're looking at different financial models, you know, whereby it's a win-win, really, for us and whoever ends up being in these various buildings in terms of the square footage and the amount that these entities would pay and the return that we would get on that. It could end up being a very good win-win in keeping them in the community.
And I know that's an effort that Chapel Hill has been focused on, along with Carrboro and UNC, of keeping these business ideas that are coming out of UNC, whether it be from the research side of things or students and their energy and creativity, and being able to harness all of that into diversifying that tax base. So, Mayor Heminger, turning to Chapel Hill's perspective on that, what are some of those key issues moving forward with growing launch Chapel Hill, and then also with those conditional zoning things that y'all have been kind of trying out?
Well, so growing launch is one aspect we're doing downtown, and we have an innovation council that is meeting again the end of the month to come forward with ideas on how we work together in partnership with the university, with the county, trying to figure out how to keep those entities here. We now have a listing of all the available spaces downtown. We're working out this temporary lease kind of situation, or just basically it's been negotiations with land lords to move groups around. So they don't have to re-upfit their space. They just take in these launch new startup companies for a period of time. And if they get the big fish that's going to come sign that 3 to 5 year lease, because that's the problem with these startups. There are a certain number of people at the beginning, they can't sign a 3 to 5 year lease because they don't know how big they'll be in 3 to 5 years. So they're going for that co-working space or leaving to other places where they can partner in. We can provide that here. That creates an ecosystem where people know that they can come come and get the expertise and involvement. PFAB is a part of this as well.
Yes.
We have companies merging in. We have one come back downtown to the top of the visitor center. We want to create that ecosystem so we are becoming that place that people know they can start their company, know they can get the networking, know they can have those collisions. I forget there's a new term for it now, too, that collision space together. In addition to that, we're looking at that enterprise zone. Up at, off Millhouse Road in that area, same kind of thing. Affordable, flexible space. It's people who don't need the Class A office space. People who don't. We have a plumber that's interested in being out there and storing his resources. We have a woodworker. We have some other entities, tutoring group that just doesn't need to be downtown kind of thing, wanting that flex space to work out there. I was in Charlottesville a couple of weekends ago. They are doing great things with what Carrboro has with, like, Weaver Street that families can gather. But they have their breweries and cideries and wineries on the outside of town that people can come with their kids and their strollers and their dogs and other family members and hang out and have food and gather and be in a place where there's a sense of community. So that's all going on. And then the other component of this is we are looking at wet lab space downtown because the university is creating some of these. And wet lab means something completely different today than it meant many years ago. Sometimes it just means a sink. But there's a great opportunity to partner with businesses. And, you know, when you get that creative energy and those startups that are here, it attracts other companies that want to be here to take advantage of that inertia and that talent to come together. So it's exciting era for all of our towns and community.
And Mayor Stevens, bringing Hillsborough's perspective into this, you were talking earlier of kind of being the right in that sweet spot of 40% of the tax base coming from commercial. So
you're
what
there.
Has Hillsborough been doing?
We're looking to do what you're doing.
Why is that working in Hillsborough? What's Hillsborough done to do
well,
that?
Well, I think in the past, they one very open to a lot of commercial business, you know, a Walmart and fast food places that were maybe less, other places were less enthusiastic. And also having both interstates run through town means we've had some distribution companies. A lot more, like you've been hearing from the other mayors, a lot more intentionality now. You know, we're in our second year of having an economic development person, and that's been very, very helpful. We have lots of small businesses for the county, some of the larger businesses. I think part of that vision is Hillsborough, I think of as having like six districts. There's the historic core, which has this sort of business and residential part. There's northeast, south, and west. On the west end is very vibrant now, the two mill areas. There's the old mill commercial area and restaurants. And that's become a real gathering place of businesses and schools and community. North side is going to be the next place that kind of opens up with that. We've approved a commercial on what's called the Gatewood property, but like a historic property, with Bacon's Meat Market and that area. It's kind of been our north side, like in Chapel Hill, but it's an area that really is ready for some real growth and I think is going to be another area where we'll see restaurants and folks converge. The east side is where we have the Sportsplex and have the Meadowlands Business Park along with the new Forest Ridge, big development, all connected by trails. The south side is Waterstone, which is now getting close to built out, and you got the community college. The hospital there, big employment center, and even though it's not built yet, you still have the whole lots of lots and property available for office space, for mixed-use space, and right across the interstate. What we're talking about now is the economic development district where we'd like to see more office park, which leaves this what I call the center part of town between the south and the historic district is the Daniel Boone Village, where we already have a lot of commercial, car dealerships, banks. The Daniel Boone Village is ripe for redevelopment. I think it's under contract and lots of interest in that. It's already zoned commercial. And Collins Ridge, which will provide a residential base for that of of about 1,000 homes. And so we've got these six areas of town where the commercial areas are integrated with the residential parts and that sense of community. And that's what I think gives us a town-like quality that we're really looking for. So it's that intentionality. It's a diversity of an employment base. We certainly have a tourism industry. We have this PFAP, which was brought into it. And I think there's lots of opportunities for some flow, really, between our communities. So yeah. I think Hillsboro has a very specific brand that includes food, that includes history, that includes the arts, that includes this outdoor and recreation area. But it's all also wrapped up very much in the Orange County and Chapel Hill, Carrboro brand, and which is also attached to the Triangle brand in North Carolina. So I think all of us are sitting really well, and when we see this flow between our communities, it's really a good thing.
Great. Well, we are going to have to take another quick break, but we'll be back to talk about some more big projects coming up here over the next couple of years as we've got the mayors from Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and Hillsboro joining us for the November WCHL Community Forum on 97.9 The Hill.
Get ready to try something new or maybe fulfill a lifelong dream. Sign up for continuing education courses at the Durham or Orange County campuses of Durham Tech. You can explore everything from photography to culinary arts, information technology to healthcare, EMS training to foreign language essentials. And you can take many of the courses in the evening or on the weekend. So go ahead, visit durhamtech.edu and click on continuing education. And get ready to do great things.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to the arts.
Chapel Hill is open to diversity.
To education.
To collaboration.
To transit. To foodies.
To innovation.
To progress.
To the environment.
To light rail.
To craft brews.
To affordable housing.
To city parks.
To kids.
To connectivity.
To business.
To culture.
To green.
To smart growth.
Chapel Hill is open to family.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to you.
For more information, visit open2.biz.
Welcome back to the WCHL Community Forum, brought to you by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. Chapel Hill is open to education, arts, and culture, and exploring the natural world. We're a diverse place that appreciates our past and looks forward to our future. More at opentobusiness.biz. And by Durham Tech. With many green building features, the state-of-the-art 20-acre Orange County campus of Durham Tech helps Orange County residents do great things as they pursue their education, workforce training, and lifelong learning. Now, back to the WCHL Community Forum.
Welcome back into the WCHL Community Forum. The month of November, we just finished up with elections, so we thought no better time to bring in the mayors from Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and Hillsboro to talk about moving forward with the newly constituted boards and councils, in some cases a little more the same as it is up in Hillsboro. But whenever we're talking about this growth and diversifying the tax base, there are several big projects that are coming down the pike, a lot of joint work with the town of Chapel Hill and Orange County, being able to lure Wegmans to the
Orange County side of the county line.
Yeah. So let's start there with Mayor Heminger. What is, first off, Performance Auto Mall has been there for a long time now, it feels like, and they've been very involved in the community. So what is it going to be like to not have Performance there kind of as a whole? But what type of void is Wegmans going to be able to fill?
So Performance Auto is always going to be connected to our community. They know that this is a good base of their customers. They're not moving too far away to the streets of South Point. And, you know, the whole automobile industry is shifting and changing, so that brings some dynamics with it as well. But Wegmans is slated to go on that site. There's going to be, it'll be a different kind of entity there. Mm-hmm. There'll be actually, it is slated to be the biggest sales tax producer in the entire county, which lifts all our boats. Which is really great. And they're bringing 350 jobs in with them as well. They are also known to be good community partners. They, on record, most stores donate about an average of about $400,000 per year back into the community. That's in goods and services. So we're excited about that opportunity as well. Right now, over there, the multimodal path is going in and all the things that come along with that. And there'll be some traffic changes and shifts over there as we work through that process as well. So we're excited and we're hopeful that we're luring people across the county line to come be spend their tax dollars in Orange County and Chapel Hill.
There's a lot of excitement about that, and I'm sure
that was the number one thing I heard actually at the polls. Go Wegmans! I was like, oh, I'm glad the people liked it. The idea, it was fun.
In Carrboro, y'all are going to build the first building that's been built there in 1,000 years or something, is what you said. But moving forward with the development agreement now with the county and the town of Carrboro for the Southern Branch Library, this is one of those that you know, you talk about projects that take a little while to come together, and this is one of those. But what is this going to do for the town of Carrboro?
Yeah, so it is. It's the first project, except for fire station number two, that we have built, in first new one in since we've been a town over 100 years, because we have repurposed other buildings. And to that end, I think we're being kind of thoughtful about what we want to include in that building. I guess I would say this is one of the questions I was asked a lot when I was out campaigning was, you know, what's the history of the library and why are we having a library? And explaining to people the relationship with the county and the fact that this was the third or fourth site that, you know, we're looking at. And this one seems to be a win-win because it's property that we own downtown, 203 South Greensboro. The Southern Branch Library will have a premier ground floor level visible, you know, library site, which is going to be really exciting. And we've been spending time figuring out what else will be on that site on the two or three floors above the library and how to accommodate parking for whatever uses end up going in there. And as a preliminary, we know that our town, we did a space needs assessment. We know we are already all crammed up and that this is an opportunity to spread out our offices a little bit. And so we're looking to put our Recreation and Parks Department in that same building, figuring we can do some synergy with the library and open up some more space at the Century Center for more activities at the Century Center. And then we've been in conversation with the Arts Center about whether they want to move their programming to this building. They had submitted a proposal to us a few years ago that was not quite what we were interested in, but we had a reboot and said, well, let's see if we can figure out another way to partner with you, Art Center. And I think that how they're looking at this is perhaps considering putting some programming in this building so they can work off synergy with the library and with Parks and Recreation and maybe bifurcate their venue, their shows. But, you know, part of that would mean getting out of where they currently are. And so there's just a lot of I think they're assessing their financial capacity to do any of this at this time, and they're supposed to let us know something by the end of the year. But they would be a wonderful partner because we want to keep the Arts Center in Carrboro. With the Arts Center, with the library, with the Recreation and Parks programs, again, brings more people downtown, you know, to walk around and enjoy town, spend money, eat, you know, buy local produce, buy local products, and go home. So we're really, really excited about this. So the development agreement, we finally kind of negotiated that with the county, proportionality, depending on, you know, the uses that are in there, and looking forward to putting out an RFPC soon to engage a we have some kind of theoretical designs, just kind of looking at how we would address parking, but we're going to be putting out an RFP for someone to actually be engaged to design the site, and then we'll mutually agree with the county on how to move forward with that, and hopefully this time next year, maybe we'll be doing a groundbreaking or something.
And that CVS is gone.
Right. There you go.
That was one of the things that would always draw a commentary every, felt like every 6-12 months, something. What is that happening with that building in Carrboro? It's finally a little bit of movement on that as well.
Right. Now the question is, what's happening with that lot in Carrboro? But, you know, it's an ugly lot. But we actually also have reached out to them in terms of when we do begin construction on 203 South Greensboro, it's going to be displacing mm-hmm. some parking we have. And so we're going to have to look for alternative parking in the meanwhile while the structure's being built. And I know we're reaching out to there's several different ideas we're looking at, but one of which is we've asked the owners of that property, hey, are you willing to maybe consider, you know, leasing us some parking space while we do the construction? So we'll see.
Well, turning to Hillsboro, Mayor Tom Stevens, we've talked about the Wegmans in Chapel Hill and the Southern Branch Library in Carrboro and some of those other things. Y'all are kind of on, it feels like you may not feel the same way, but from my perspective, the back end of a few of these things with the hospital now opening there and, you know, the community college and Waterstone, as you said, being almost completely built out, but there's more coming with Collins Ridge and Daniel Boone Village. So what is the kind of the top priority in those terms of items in terms of Hillsboro right now?
Well, today, actually going back to the joint town-county project with the Economic Development Funds is funding the sewer line that would go under 40, which will finally bring the Economic Development District into so it can be developed. And so that's Looks like that's going to be a reality. And again, that's going to really help all of us. We're still working out the, you know, kind of, okay, exactly how is that going to get zoned? How do you know who gets to approve what? But that seems to be going forward. Talking about old lots and old buildings, colonial land downtown.
Really?
Oh, under contract, you know. And so I've met with the folks who have the contract. They're okay. Wanting to close. They're interested in hotel kind of bar. Apparently have done projects like this before. So this is promising, probably the most promising we've seen for a while. So we're always guardedly optimistic, but that certainly would be significant. I believe, recently sat down with some of the Bill Ingram and Penny Luck, and looks like the community college is getting ready to also look at their future plans and how they can expand. The hospital is of course growing, and so I think we're seeing on that south side a lot of employment opportunities for folks as well as educational ways. And then Daniel Boone and some other properties continue to get lots of attention. So I don't think there's anything we can really announce now, but it seems like just, you know, every week or two or every couple months there's some, you know, sort of major increase. You know, the last year, steel distribution center. I mean, people hardly even know that they're there, but it's being a regional center. Just expanded and did a major expansion on their warehouse. We've seen some of the PFAB companies do really, really well. Red Eye Worldwide, you know, getting moved in and set in was just a big step. And they attributed coming to Hillsborough in some ways to Riverwalk. They had set their headquarters from Hall River downtown with at least the record label, Yep Rock, and said that when the warehouse space became available in West Hillsborough, jumped on it. And apparently several folks were in contention about that because, this is great. It's not only great space and near the interstates and what people would want, but when they wanted to get downtown to their offices, they could ride their bike without having to navigate the traffic. Mm-hmm. So it looks, like I said, it's just this sort of strong growth. Occasionally we lose a business, a small business or a little bit larger one. People were a little worried when Southern Seasons moved out, but again, Red Eye Worldwide moved right in. So Hillsborough is getting a strong brand now, and it's very, I think, consistent with Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough. And again, I think working together really helps our tax base. It really helps the sales tax for everybody, and it just feels like it's a good place to be.
There are a couple of large spaces, one in Chapel Hill and one in Carborough, that immediately come to mind that we'll have to figure out something to do with. So let's turn our attention there. In Chapel Hill, y'all were able to outright purchase the Legion property, the 36 acres,
right,
we'll call it, ish over there, that had been kind of back and forth of whether it was going to be bought and developed in some sort of residential apartment aspect. There was some backlash to that kind of immediately from certain members of the community. Others were excited to see something done over there. But now the town has been able to purchase the property. And I know you've talked about this a few times of now you don't know what the plan will lead to, but you get to plan it. What does that do for the town and that size of a piece of property?
So as we are growing, and especially in residential and numbers of people, and specifically on the east side of town with the redevelopment of the Blue Hill District, it gives us an opportunity to plan what kind of outdoor activities or recreational activities or healthy living is what I like to call it. And we all talk, you've heard bits and pieces. We love our multimodal pathways and people being able to bike and walk and connect in that way and get out of their cars. So there's been a Legion task force that has been meeting. And they assembled, they did a survey out there and got over 900 responses to the survey of things people were interested in seeing. And the Visitors Bureau has been plugged into this. Different community groups have been plugged into this to talk about what kind of things does Chapel Hill need in its community that we don't currently have or that would work well here. How do we figure out what that looks like? And so we get to plan that. Meanwhile, the elite part of the negotiations with the American Legion was they got to stay for 3 years. And so they're continuing to use their site. They have purchased another site out 54 ways, and they're developing it, and they'll build a new hut. So we get time to figure out what that looks like. And so this first iteration of this task force came up with guiding principles and the things that they heard from the community. And at some point, there'll be a master planning group or a master plan developed for that site. But I think it's a great opportunity. We have several residential things that are going on all right around there, and to be able to connect those people to healthy living activities and pathways that get them to places they need to go, I think it's really it's cool.
And in Carrboro, it's a little bit of a different situation with the town not owning the property, but with Lloyd Farm, there had been the presentation that had come through, and it seemed like everything was happening at one week there, and I guess it was maybe December of last year, where Chapel Hill bought the Legion and Orange County was voting on light rail and Carrboro was voting on Lloyd Farm. So that was a fun couple of days there as a local reporter.
I like but, to keep it interesting.
Yeah. So there was a moment of almost somberness, it felt like, at that meeting. So where are we now with Lloyd Farm in terms of communication with the property owners, and what might we see there in some form or fashion?
Yeah, I would say the Lloyd Farm property proposal being rejected by the board is probably the biggest disappointment that I've had in the 10 years I've been in elective office, because we had gone through a several-year process, including a mediation and lots of meetings and lots of comments and so forth, trying to work toward a proposal that was acceptable to a majority of the board. And what it ended up coming down to and it was a very odd split, the way that the votes came down and the reasons people didn't support the proposal. You know, two of us on the board did support it. I had my top 10 reasons why I supported the project. I thought it was an excellent project. But two major concerns were stormwater and traffic. And since that time, we have hired we're getting ready to hire a stormwater utility manager. We authorized the manager to put that in the budget for this year. And we also have authorized the implementation of a stormwater management fee. And we'll be able to direct some monies toward, how to address stormwater issues in the future. I mean, we have several areas in town where we're seeing some increased flooding. And so there was some hesitancy on the part of some of our board members to approve this development, not being certain that it wouldn't exacerbate some issues that we had. In my view, the developer put forward a proposal. It went above and beyond what was required under our code. And I felt like it would actually – certainly it didn't seem from professional engineers that it would hurt the flooding we had and that it might even help some of the flooding we had. In any event, it's my great hope that I know I have had conversation with the Lloyds on a few occasions, because they're kind of – over the last year, they've been kind of reeling, wondering what to do. And they can move forward with what they're permitted to do by right on that site, and we could see some more apartments on that site like we see all along 54. And no one wants that, and nor do they. They want to leave a legacy of a nicely – thoughtfully planned development with some gathering space and some commercial development and a senior center and parkland for the town and greenways and walkways, et cetera, et cetera. So it's my hope that they're going to come back to us with some tweaks to that proposal, and that some of the concerns, the stormwater management as well as the traffic — we've been working on some solutions to the traffic situation that we weren't able to consider last year — it's my hope that that'll garner a majority of the board's support in order to have that project move forward, because the Lloyds, really, really important part of this community for many, many years, and are working with us as much as they can to leave a project that we'll all be happy with.
And it is it's a very large space that we don't have a whole lot of here, especially in Southern Orange County.
Yes.
But want to wrap up whenever we come back, talking about what everybody's excited about over the next couple of years. Another term as mayor with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to the arts.
Chapel Hill is open to diversity.
To education.
To collaboration.
To transit. To foodies.
To innovation. To progress.
To the environment.
To light rail.
To craft brews.
To affordable housing.
To city parks.
To kids.
To connectivity.
To business.
To culture.
To green.
To smart growth.
Chapel Hill is open to family.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to you.
For more information, visit open2.biz.
The Orange County campus of Durham Tech is booming with 70% more course offerings. This is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean of Durham Tech's Orange County campus, here to invite you to find out why your neighbors and their kids are being educated by us in careers for the 21st century. We specialize in healthcare careers, including emergency medical management, computers, the arts, and much more. To see the full catalog, go to durhamtech.edu. I look forward to seeing you on campus here in Orange County.
Welcome back to the WCHL Community Forum, brought to you by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. Chapel Hill is open to education, arts, and culture, and exploring the natural world. We're a diverse place that appreciates our past and looks forward to our future. More at opentobusiness.biz. And by Durham Tech. With many green building features, the state-of-the-art 20-acre Orange County campus of Durham Tech helps Orange County residents do great things as they pursue their education, workforce training, and lifelong learning. Now, back to the WCHL Community Forum.
Welcome back into the final segment of the WCHL Community Forum for the month of November. And we've got the mayors from Carbondale, Chapel Hill, and Hillsboro coming off of elections earlier this month. And we want to talk from everybody, get a little perspective from everybody about what you're most looking forward to in another term. And we'll start here to my right with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. It's your second term. Newly constituted council coming together now. What are you most excited about over the next couple of years?
Well, we do have great traction on keeping those spinoffs and startups here. We're getting a lot more interest in commercial spaces. I see that progressing along. We'll be breaking ground in Wegmans. We'll be breaking ground in the Enterprise Zone. We're looking at some other things going on. We put together a strategic plan for affordable housing. We figured out where we are. We've talked about where we want to go. We come up with a strategic plan, and now we're going to put those steps in process to go with that. Talked about a community roundtable to talk about opportunities for youth. And I want to capitalize on that arts component. We've got some ideas going about what we can do, about how to really put that infrastructure. I'm going to give a shout out to Katie Murray from Orange County Arts. She is pulling everybody together and looking at this as how do we work together in a collaboration instead of competing for grants. And we're going to pull together and figure out what that looks like. So
you're here.
Yeah. we've got a lot of things going on, too. We actually have the affordable housing. All of our staffs are together now working together. These collaborations in all of our districts in Orange County are going to position us well for the future. We're seeing this growth in the whole region, not just our Orange County, and the pressure. We get to choose how we grow and what we look like, and if we work together, I think that makes it a really a stronger environment. People do want to be here, and that includes the school system and the university. We have so many wonderful things to offer, and we have so much potential, and I keep saying, I see this bright future for our community because of that creativity, but mostly because of our value system. We welcome everyone. We want everyone to be free, be Carver, all that kind of thing. And I think that makes us a really, fabulous, fabulous community that we are open to all those kinds of things.
Moving around the room to Tom Stevens from Hillsboro, another term as mayor, and you've got a couple of board members back, wrangled more people into being back on the board there. So what are you excited about over the next couple of years with what is coming down the pike in Hillsboro?
Well, sure. One, I'm going to be excited to see the downtown reconstruction kind of wrap up.
Sure.
It's looking really
good.
Those
weekly updates from Church
Street. Yeah, and we will soon be getting started for some tweaks on the West End as well. That just that last little tiny connection for Riverwalk to the mountain and some sidewalk repairs in the West End, and just seeing those things on the ground, it really makes a huge difference. So that is exciting. I anticipate, I don't know what they're going to be now, but I think we will start, we'll be seeing, been getting lots of interest in businesses coming, and I suspect that some of those will get really nailed down over the next year or something. And so I'm kind of eager to see how that's going to play out. We don't quite know what it is now, but I think they're on our way. I think in a little bit longer term, we have the rail station and the TIP. That will be exciting. We really need to configure our town hall and have a town hall campus, and so it's a police station and a fire station, and getting some of those municipal buildings. It's time that we really gave our staff some of the facilities that they really need. So setting the groundwork for that, I think, is going to be really important. Probably most of all, it's just as we are having new people come to town, And I know there is anxiety about growth. There's anxiety about traffic. But it is heartwarming when I talk to somebody who said, yeah, my family's been here a couple generations. I kind of like what Hillsborough's become. It was, you know, a few years ago, was kind of, you'd wonder whether, you know, people really wanted to stay or not. But they really like it. And at the same time, when somebody moves in and they've been here a year or two or a week, sometimes I'll find somebody and they just say they're just very eager and excited to move to this community. And so it's not just, oh, gee, I had to find a place that was near my job, but they wanted to be in Hillsborough. And that's the part that I get really excited about.
Yeah, certainly. And Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, your third term. I've got a new board member coming in with Barbara Fasci, as we mentioned, to start off the program. So other than just being excited to have a full board, what are you really eager to get into over the next couple of years?
Well, something we heard while campaigning, and Barbara brought this up a lot at the forums, was affordability. And so, and she has some expertise too with affordable housing and AWASA and you know, ways to try to kind of seek to make our community more affordable. And so I'm excited to see how our newly appointed members, it's a new affordable housing committee that we have, that we transitioned from a task force to a committee. So we appointed a lot of really great community members to take our report that we generated from our affordable housing task force and try to put some of our action items into reality. So I'm looking forward to see what they do with that over the next 2 years. Other projects, you know, we're a biking, walking community. We have a bicycle transportation plan that we are in the process of updating. It was last, I think it's made from 09 or 10 or so. And so we're doing some updates to our comprehensive bicycle plan in town. The other thing is, I mean, we have a lot happening in the town. Like they'll be constructed over the next couple of years that I'm looking forward to seeing. Shelton Station in the north should be adding on their affordable housing, their affordable apartments sometime soon. We have our second hotel that's supposed to break ground sometime early next year. It'll be over beside the Hampton Inn, and that'll bring us some more, hotel tax money. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, hopefully the Lloyd property, but then South Green will be – we've all endured, you know, some road construction there with South Green, but construction should begin on that project soon, and a sidewalk will be put in leading from that development up to town. You know, right now there's I hadn't heard this phrase before, but right now there's a goat trail alongside of the road where people walk up and down the road, and we're going to be having a sidewalk put in there. And when that development is put in there, that'll be a really, really nice totally commercial area in town for people to go and get something to eat or drink and, you know, be able to walk there easily and bike there and partake. So a lot of fun things happen in the next term, Blake.
It's funny to hear so much overlap in so many of these things of being a certain type of community. And we're all a little bit different size from Chapel Hill to Carborough to Hillsborough, but dealing with a lot of the same values is always reassuring to hear. But thank you so much to Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens for joining us this month. And congratulations again to all of you for your reelection as mayors of the municipalities here throughout Orange County. This is the November WCHL Community Forum on 97.9 The Hill. I'm Blake Hodge.
This month's WCHL Community Forum was presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. Its mission is to support opportunities to put Chapel Hill's people to work and create economic prosperity for all, now and in the future. More at opentobusiness.biz. And by Durham Tech. $500 scholarships are now available at Durham Tech for any Chapel Hill, Carborough, or Orange County High School resident who graduated from their local high school in the past year. So go to durhamtech.edu and type Connect Funds into the search box and get ready to do great things.
Get ready to try something new, or maybe fulfill a lifelong dream. Sign up for continuing education courses at the Durham or Orange County campuses of Durham Tech. You can explore everything from photography to culinary arts, information technology to healthcare, EMS training to foreign language essentials, and you can take many of the courses in the evening or on the weekend. So go ahead, visit durhamtech.edu and click on continuing education, and get ready to do great things.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to the arts.
Chapel Hill is open to diversity.
To education.
To collaboration.
To transit. To foodies.
To innovation. To progress.
To the environment.
To light rail.
To craft brews.
To affordable housing.
To city parks.
To kids.
To connectivity.
To business.
To culture.
To green.
To smart growth.
Chapel Hill is open to family.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to you.
For more information, visit open2.biz.